Blog Talk Radio.
All right, well, I think we're live here. Welcome to the Balance Christmas edition. We did survive Doomsday, that's right. Well, my name's Sean Marquis, El Presidente, my minions. I hope that we are on the air finally here. Things just go a little bit quirky when you leave the studios. We were planning on having a best of today, but technology, I think, got in our way today, and so that didn't happen, and we weren't able to get that loaded. But the great thing about it is we're coming to you live from the road. That's right. We're headed out to North Carolina for the Christmas holidays, spend some time with my son, granddaughter, and daughter-in-law. So, yeah, going to be a great, great Christmas. I hope that everyone has the best Christmas out there. Well, you know, unfortunately, we're not going to be able to take any callers today. We're not going to be able to do our normal routine of radio speak talk and the Evan and Jimmy and the intern to talk some college basketball, of course, the Colts and the Hoos. So we'll do the best that El Presidente can do for you on a Saturday morning. Well, and, you know, normally we're live from the Balance Radio Studios in Indianapolis, Indiana. Well, today, we are not. We're actually right now we're on US 35 in West Virginia, and we are en route. And we've got about another 10 hours or so on the road here to Hubert, North Carolina, there on the coast. And I certainly hope the weather gets a lot better as we move along. Certainly we had some situations yesterday where it's like, oh, no, we're not going to be able to make this trip. But I hope everyone is having a great Christmas, and I hope that you're no longer on Santa's naughty list. Well, unless that's where you want to be. Well, guys, I wish that I could say that we had all of our cool little sound bites and stuff that we normally run, but, you know, it is what it is, as they say. We're going to kind of probably just, we don't have a lot to talk about racing on. Usually we rely on Kenny Barr and Cliff Tanner of Radio Speed Talk to kind of help us get through that. So let's just kind of jump ahead around here a little bit, and let's talk about the Indianapolis. Obviously, the Indianapolis Colts head out to Arrowhead Stadium this weekend. It's a stadium, really, where they've not had a lot of luck in the past. And, well, this week they will have luck, so hopefully a lot of that will change. Remember, guys, all has to happen here at this point is a lot of different variables have come into play. Really, if the Indianapolis Colts control their own destiny, if they're able to win tomorrow, they're in the playoffs, and it's quite that simple. I mean, obviously, it looks like the Texans have wrapped up the division. So, you know what we want to focus on now with the All right, well, welcome back to the Balance. Well, you see, that's what happens when you do it quite literally live from the road, stories from the road. I wish that we had our social media director, Michelle, just handling all these cool tweets for us today. But we don't. So, you know, social media, and we're going to do things the old-fashioned way. We're just going to sit around and talk about sports for a brief period of time. As I mentioned, we are in West Virginia now. And we are on US 35 headed to North Carolina. So, you know, we may or may not come in or out. And if you lose us, just kind of hang tight. We'll be reconnected here in just a moment as we do things the old-fashioned ways without the modern technology assistance of Skype and all the other things that we use. Well, a little bit of good news from the Indianapolis Colts. Obviously, Chuck Pagano is expected to return, not here for the Kansas City game, but obviously for the last game against the Texans. The doctor did give him the green light. But, you know, they are saying for Chuck Pagano to take it easy. Bruce Arians will still be, obviously, his right-hand man there on the sideline. But doctors have gave the head coach Pagano, Indianapolis coach, turned his job. Now, interim coach Bruce Arians was cautiously optimistic Friday that Pagano would be running the team on Monday. And the shaving of the heads and all of that stuff. So a great awareness that they've been able to bring to leukemia. But, you know, Pagano hasn't coached a game since September 23rd in the loss to Jacksonville. Now, Indy's 9-5 and has gone 8-3 since Pagano left and moved within one win. That's what I was talking about before we got disconnected, of being in the playoffs. And when you look at where we came at from last year to where we're at this year, really this is a win-win season for the Indianapolis Colts no matter what happens. If we win tomorrow, we're in the playoffs, we've got a great season, nothing to hang your head low about. If we lose tomorrow, we could still play the Texans. When we play the Texans again, chances are they've sold out the division. They want to rest their starters and their main players for the playoffs. Hopefully that's something that Andrew Luck and the Indianapolis Colts can capitalize on and be able to win that Texan game. So we do have some opportunities there. And, of course, you know, you never know what happens as far as the mathematical formula that goes in wins and losses in the AFC East and especially the AFC South. So that could be some situations that we could get pushed on into the playoffs, whether or not that even happens. So just what an amazing turnaround for the Indianapolis Colts. We're very excited for them as we move forward here toward the season of the NFL. And what an excited! It just seems like it's just gone by super fast with the Indianapolis Colts. And, you know, before long, we're going to be talking about some baseball and all of that stuff again, and obviously the St. Louis Cardinals. You actually, pitchers actually report to spring training at the various different spring training camps across the South. And, you know, you look at the Cactus League and the pitchers. Right around Valentine's Day or toward the end of February. So we literally are right around the corner before we begin to talk about baseball. And, well, you know what? NCAA March Madness is right around the corner, too. And typically we would be joined right about this time. And I think you guys only missed, the first part of the segment, Racing Talk segment. But, you know, racing's in off-season right now anyway, right? We had some technical difficulties, but we are moving right along. Like I mentioned, we are here in West Virginia. At least that's where we believe we are. Didn't quite see that actual welcoming sign. Maybe West Virginia doesn't want anybody here. I'm not sure, but we believe we are in West Virginia. We're seeing signs and mile markers that certainly would indicate that. That's for sure. We'll talk about those Indiana Hoosiers. Obviously had a little bit of a loss against the Butler Bulldogs. Hung right with them and lost in overtime. Then they come around and have two significant wins over the last 2 weeks. So obviously last night being the most recent of those wins against Florida Atlantic. Now, I tell you what, we were talking about this yesterday. You know, are we going to see any real games with IU? That's a coming. That's right around the corner there, especially when we get into the Big Ten season. Certainly when you got big guys, 7-foot Cody Zeller, popping in there from down in Washington, Indiana. I think that, you know, you've got a lot of other key aspect players of the Indiana Hoosiers. I think you're looking at a championship caliber team. We look at a team that's probably back to the way that it used to be, back in the days of Bobby Knight. Obviously, Cody Zeller is a key instrument with this particular squad in the contest coming up in the future with the coming up in March Madness. Cody Zeller last night with 24 points and 6 rebounds. You know, Indiana as a whole has been really from the field been hitting 75% to 80% of their shots, and they challenge 90% to 95% of their shots game wide, not just at the end of the game when they're trying to do that. Now, if Indiana could continue to play that type of basketball, We look at some great key games coming up. But if Indiana can continue to do what they're doing now, IU has a very good shot of having a very good appearance in March Madness. And, of course, you know, we look at Christian Rutherford added 17 points. And number six, Indiana continued its dominant offense, like I said, on Fridays, 82-52 win, or should I say shellacking, over Florida Atlantic. Now, Florida Atlantic obviously feels like Coach Bill Jarvis feels like he has a much better team that's showing up on the court this year. And as we know very well, Coach out in the ACC, Coach Bill Jarvis obviously knows a lot about basketball and ought to know whether or not he's got a good team or not. And I think that this year he realizes that defensively he's struggling a lot with Florida Atlantic. As you know, we see Florida Atlantic a lot in March Madness, and that's certainly one of the ones that a lot of teams look at in brackets. So we will be talking a lot about Florida Atlantic as the season moves along. We would think, anyway, especially with a coach like Coach Jarvis at the helm down there at Florida Atlantic. He's certainly great friends he is with Coach Cream as well. Well, guys, as I said, we are traveling our way into toward North Carolina for the holidays, and I hope that you guys all have a holiday season that, you know, is one to be in memories, and perhaps you guys have some family traditions that you exercise, my minions, and we certainly want you to enjoy your holidays as we move forward. But we will be back on track here again here with the Indiana with the Balance here at the Balance Radio Studios in Indianapolis as well. So guys, I tell you, we had a plan here to do the best of, and that just was not something that came together for us today. But keep in mind, you know, the best of are right there on iTunes and right here on Blog Talk Radio. You just got to go to the archive shows. So the best of is right there. Now, let's face it, you, the minions, can create a much better best of list than we ever could have. Obviously, we're going to have our huge Super Bowl show and a lot of things lurking in the wings for 2013. We're excited about the direction that the Balance is going into in 2013. I think you're going to see a lot of exciting things, a lot of new affiliates be added across the United States. So we're really excited at what 2013 can bring to the table. And I hope that you as the minions will let all the rest of your friends and family know, you know, hey, there's a great show out there called The Balance on every Saturday. I want to kind of go through some of the scores. Obviously, Ball State, UCF. What happened with Ball State? I have no idea, but 38-17 was the final there. The Hawks, 76. I'm sorry, the Hawks and the 76ers, 80-99. The Bulls, route over the Knicks, 110-106. The Hornets and the Spurs meet, and the Spurs come out on top, 99-94, and obviously what we talked about as well, the Florida Atlantic game, and that whooping 88-52 as well. Well, you know, we really don't have a big agenda for our show today. Certainly send us your emails and follow us on Twitter on T-Balance, or, you know, send us a Twitter T-Balance. Also our sister company, ProIndieIndieProSports.com, obviously. Join the revolution. You know, that's where real, true sports fans, and we talk everything from the Pacers to the Colts to the Indians. So you want to make sure that you check that out as well. You know, some of the other things going on around the sports world, and, you know, here's an interesting story. As I was, I didn't really do a lot of show prep today. I actually kind of did it on the road today because we thought we were going to have this best of. But I want to talk with you a little bit about Lachey C. Strunk. Now, we know how many times athletes have said, I'm going to do this, I'm going to guarantee this. Well, he guarantees that he's the fastest and the best running back, and obviously coming back out of Baylor as well. So I don't know if we're going to see another Baylor candidate there in the Heisman Trophy, but he says he's going to win the trophy in 2013. C-Struck told the Sporting News this week, if I don't, I'm going to get very close. I'm shooting for that goal, and I will gladly say it. Well, there you go. And that NASA's media people really just jump over all over that. Whenever we hear a comment like that, going back to Johnny Unitas and the Colts and the Jets saying, "I will win and beat the Colts in the Super Bowl." You know, Baylor's first seven games this season, Seastruck averaged fewer than 26 yards a game, but he emerged as a star in November. In Baylor's final five games, he averaged 138.6 yards and ran for five touchdowns, including three against Oklahoma. Seastruck, playing in his first season of college football, also caught five passes for 91 yards and a touchdown November 1st against Kansas. But his most eye-opening came November 17th against Kansas State, as we know very much what happened there in that game. Baylor and Kansas State, well, they pushed Kansas State probably, if not out of the national championship, certainly out of one of the top bowl games. So, you know, that's when Seastruck ran for 185 yards and a touchdown against the number one team in the country at that time was Kansas State. And to quote Seastruck again, "I feel like there's no back that can do what I can do," he told Sporting News. "I know I'm the fastest back in the country. I know I'm the best back in the country, and nobody's going to work harder." Seastruck will be a junior next season after redshirting in Oregon in 2010 and sitting out the season after transferred to Baylor. His recruitment at Oregon is at the center of the NCAA's ongoing investigation whether or not Ducks improperly used football scouting service run by Willie Lyles, who had a close relationship with Seastruck. Oregon revealed that he paid Lyles $25,000 for mostly worthless, outdated profiles and information. So we'll see how that goes. Obviously, the balance will stay on top of that investigation for you as well. Well, that's going to probably wrap it up for us today here on the Balance Radio Network. I wanted to make sure that we popped in here and said hello. Tell all of our minions Merry Christmas, and I hope that all of you guys don't have a lump of coal in your stocking like El Presidente does. We will be back next Saturday at the Balance Radio Studios in Indianapolis, Indiana. Remember, don't drink and drive. It isn't cool. We'll see you next week.